This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shankland has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who's been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. The Wisconsin Technical College system has a new leader. Layla Merrifield has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the technical colleges. Her new role is to oversee Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield starts her new job September 9th. Communities appear to be slow to apply for money to fix up rural roads. The Wisconsin Agricultural Road Improvement Program aims to fix roads damaged by heavy agricultural and logging traffic. The program has given out $50 million this year, and the deadline to apply for the next round of $100 million is the end of September. There are new standards for meat to carry the USDA certified organic label, but farmers have until the end of 2028 to comply. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
There were various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens.
Milstein points out the standards affect only farmers who volunteer to have their products certified USDA organic. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. If you think the two constitutional amendments on the August 13th ballot are confusing, you're not alone. Ryan Spahdy is a Democrat running for Assembly District 89 in Green Bay.
I have a law degree and I practice law. I was confused. They are deliberately written to be tricky, to be confusing, to be deceptive.
The amendments would remove the power to quickly distribute federal funds from the governor and would require legislative approval and input for all decisions on federal fund disbursements. The Oshkosh Area School District Board of Education has appointed Molly Smiltnik to fill a vacant board seat. Smiltnik will fill the spot vacated by Liz Sulzowski, who resigned in June. She'll serve at least through April 2025, when an election will be held. Smiltnik is a parent and an attorney working in immigration law. Oshkosh police have released crime statistic data for July. Crime in categories like assault, robbery, burglary, theft, and sex offenses are all down. Comparing 2024 to year-to-date 2023 statistics show homicides have doubled from 1 to 2. Motor vehicle thefts are up 11% and arson calls remain steady. Oshkosh Police posts its statistics every month on their Facebook social media pages. A 20-year-old woman is dead after a motorcycle crash early Sunday in Kaukauna. Police were called to the intersection of Depot and Taylor Streets at about 4:30 Sunday morning. A 22-year-old Kaukauna man was arrested and booked on several charges. The investigation is continuing. Two elections for the 8th Congressional District will be on the same ballot tomorrow. One is a special election to fill the rest of the term vacated by the resignation of Mike Gallagher. The second will be a regular election for the next full two-year term. Three Republicans appear on tomorrow's partisan primary ballot: State Senator Andre Jacques, former State Senator Roger Roth, and Tony Weed. The only announced Democrat is Kristen Lierley, who will take on the winner of the Republican primary. A 22-year-old Oshkosh man is being held following a deadly stabbing early Saturday morning. According to a press release, Oshkosh police were called to a large fight on High Street, where a 20-year-old Oshkosh man was stabbed and killed. Sebastian C.L. Crossman was taken into custody about an hour later as a person of interest in the case. Tomorrow is the partisan primary election. Voting officials are reminding you that even though the ballot has five different political parties listed, you can only vote in one of them. If you choose a party but vote for a candidate in another party, your vote will not count. If you make a mistake on your ballot, you can request a new ballot to make the corrections. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the LA Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a five-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glenn Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs near 81. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. For tonight, slight chance of a storm. Lows around 59. A sprinkle or a light shower on Tuesday. Otherwise, sunshine. 83 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, and we'll have highs in the mid-80s.
Currently, 66 degrees.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.